When a body cell divides, each new daughter cell must carry with it identical genetic information. A cell does this through a process called mitosis. When cell division begins, the genetic code is replicated exactly, and two identical sets of chromosomes are made from one. The membrane surrounding the nucleus becomes less distinct, and the chromosomes become more distinct. Now we see there are pairs of chromosomes attached to each other at the center. Spindle fibers radiate and begin to form between the centrioles. The centrioles stop at opposite poles of the cell. The two identical parts of each double chromosome are called chromatids. Paired chromatids align on the center of the cell. Chromatids separate and move apart along the spindle fibers toward each pole. The cell begins to pinch inward. With the chromosomes now at either pole, the spindles break up. The cell membrane divides and the nuclei form. Chromosomes become less and less distinct. When division is complete, there are two new cells, genetically similar to the original.